Shabbos Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Hey. Kol HaKelim HaNitolim B'Shabbos, all vessels that can be taken on Shabbos, Shivrehen Nitolin Imohen. If they break, the broken shards of the vessel can be taken with them. And this, like the Tiferes Sol explains, even if it breaks on Shabbos, one is allowed to use the broken shards, Uvilvach Yu Osin Me'ein Malacha, as long as the broken pieces can do some type of malacha, even if it's not the same type of thing that the original kli was used for. So for example, you had a bowl it was used for putting food into, and now you want to use the broken vessels for something else. The Mishnah is telling us it's mutter as long as it can be used for a specific purpose. It doesn't have to be the exact same purpose. It could be for something else, but it has to have some function. The Mishnah gives examples. Shivrei areva l'chasos be'enes piachavis. One would take broken parts of a kneading bowl to cover a barrel. Shivrei zechuchis l'chasos be'enes piapach. Or broken glass, that you can now take a piece of the broken glass and use it to cover a pitcher. Rabbi Yehuda mevach yu oisin mein malachtan. Rabbi Yehuda is more machmen. He says that it's not enough that the piece that's broken can be used for a different function or any function. It has to be specifically the same function that the initial vessel that was broken was used for. It has to be me'ein malachtan. Shivrei areva lotzuk l'soichon mikpa. So the broken piece of a kneading bowl, you have to still be able to put food into this piece. So it has to be large enough that you can, let's say, put on this broken piece, mikpa is like a thick soup, that this little piece, I guess, can hold the serving of thick soup. Vishal zechuchis, lotzach l'soichon shaman. And also glass, the broken piece should be enough that you can pour some oil into it. Just like its initial function, when it was one glass pitcher, this pitcher would hold oil. So too, the little piece also has to hold oil. Now the Rav says over here that this machloikis, the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, is dafka if these items break on Shabbos. If something, however, breaks on Erev Shabbos, everybody agrees that if it breaks on Erev Shabbos, that it's mutter. Even if it's not the same exact malacha. If it breaks on Erev Shabbos, you can use it for a different type of malacha. But the machloikis is if it breaks on Shabbos itself. Now, just in Svara, the Tosfos Yontif says that this seems the opposite of the way we were just learning in the previous Mishnayos, that when something breaks on Shabbos, there's usually less of an issue because when the onset of Shabbos, it wasn't muksa. Like in the beginning of the Perek, when you had a door of a vessel that broke, so we were more makel if it broke on Shabbos, and we were more machmir that it broke on Erev Shabbos. And here, it's the opposite. That if it breaks on Shabbos, it's more problematic, and you have Rabbi Yossi that holds that it's aser, unless it's exactly the same malacha. But if it breaks before Shabbos, everybody holds that it's mutter. So Taisus answers that in this case, when something breaks on Shabbos, the broken piece is not a kli at all. So it's an issue of noilad, or could be an issue of noilad. The only way that we can consider what's broken here is because it's omed for another malacha, because it could be used for some other type of thing. Otherwise, you wouldn't even consider this broken shard any type of kli whatsoever. Therefore, when it breaks on Shabbos, there's more reason to be machmir, Taisa says. That's why in this case, you have Rabbi Yehuda, who's more machmir if it breaks on Shabbos. But in the other case, by the door and the kli that the door fell off of, or broke off of, the door itself is still considered a kli. It's still fitting to do the same function as before it broke off, because it's very easy to just connect it to the kli itself. It's just not there right now. So there in that case, if it broke off before Shabbos, when you weren't making it, there's reason more to be machmer over there. Because if the kli broke off on Shabbos, if the door broke off on Shabbos in that case, it's still considered a kli, and then on the onset of Shabbos, it was muchan. And therefore, there's less of a concern. Mashenkin, in our case, it's not a kli at all when it breaks off, only because it's chazi to something else. And like we just said, it's more of an issue, it could be an issue of nolad. That's why we're more machmer in this case, if the piece is broken off on Shabbos itself.